he was on stage with Steven Tyler, AJ.
Oh, wow.
At the Farewell to Ozzy Back to the Beginning concert. The amazing Rudy Sarzo back on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Rudy.
Chaz and AJ, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Great. Congratulations on what a great concert.
Yeah, it was a very special event. You know, my I got a text from Tom Morello about, let's say, in October. And so I knew about the concert happening.
Yeah.
And as it got closer and closer, I got more information. You know, basically the message and the text said that Sharon and Ozzy wanted me to be a part of this event. I had no idea who anybody else was going to be there. All I knew is that this was happening July 5th. I told management for the band that to block that week so I could be, you know, doing rehearsals and be there, you know, for Quiet Riot. I mean, you know, yeah, block from Quiet Riot, so there was no conflict of bookings.
Yeah.
And then I told my wife, and that was it. I didn't tell anybody else until it was confirmed that the show was happening, that I was going to be there. And then Sharon and Tony Iommi made the announcement, and then I was able to tell the world that I was going to be participating. But my motivation for being there was really to go and thank Sharon and Ozzy for giving me a career, thanks to Randy Rhoads introducing me to them, you know.
Wow.
What a full circle moment for you in your career.
Right.
But that had to be a who's who of hard rock backstage. That had to be bananas.
Yeah, and it wasn't until like maybe 3 weeks before that I knew who I was going to be playing with. So when I got the document telling me who the bands were, you know, the formation, because we were in a, it was called the Super Group B. There was A, it had, you know, Jakey Lee was playing in that one. And I thought I was going to be playing with him because I got on my set list, Bark at the Moon. And I thought, oh, okay, great. This is going to be the first time I get to play with Jakey Lee and one of the songs that he wrote and recorded.
Yeah.
And here I am. Jakey's in another band.
Hey, wait a minute. Not what I thought.
So Ruth saw the whole thing and she said, you know, Nuno was probably, you know, MVP.
Yeah.
And you would be.
Absolutely.
Like vice MVP.
Him and Tom Morello, because they both play with both bands. And, they were so pivotal to the success of how the band sounded, you know, both bands.
How long did you have? So it sounds like you had like 2 weeks and you got your song list.
Well, actually, it was longer than that. I got the set list of the songs I was going to play, and they kept adding a few more, which I was elated for that, because the more I played, the better, you know, for me.
You're there to play.
Exactly.
And then, you know, for example, I would get a song like Rock Candy, and I'm going, I think Sammy Hager is going to be there.
Oh, okay. This is how you are figuring out who's going to be there.
There's your clues, yeah.
Yeah, little by little. And then I got the full list of who was going to be playing what, you know, but I knew I was working on the songs for a few weeks slowly, you know, because I'm touring with Quiet Riot. So it's not like I was just sitting around at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever I could find, I would always allocate like an hour to work on these songs for the show.
You know, The Whole Lot of Love with Steven Tyler, to me, was a standout because there's been all these questions about Steven's voice.
Yeah.
And I hear the riff. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay,
oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. Can he do it?
Yeah.
And man, did he do it.
Seriously.
He sounded great.
The whole band sounded great.
Yeah, that was an interesting moment because we had we had one rehearsal 2 days before, and then the day before we had the sound check at the stadium, and then we did the show, and you know we were sent a version of of, you know, the two songs that Steven requested to do, which was Train Kept a Rolling and Walk This Way. So it was basically, he jammed it out and we just followed him. You know, that wasn't part of the program.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
That wasn't rehearsed. You guys never rehearsed that?
We did, but we, because of time constraint, we were not sure if we were going to like be able to stick it in the set.
Right.
So, because, you know, it was a pretty long set. As a matter of fact, the supergroups, what they call the supergroups, they play longer than the average band did. You know, most of the bands had a 15 to 20 minute slot. And that was it. And we were playing for about, you know, over half an hour.
Wow.
You know, with all the special guests that were coming on to especially to sing. And so we did not know if we were going to get the idea, like, okay, enough, you know, next. So, but I mean, no, nobody, you know, nobody pulls the plug on Steven Tyler. So he just went for it.
Nice.
And it, you know, moments like that are really magical because they're not planned out. So everybody just looks at each other and follows each other and just goes for it.
Nice and spontaneous. Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say
that's where the magic happens?
Rudy Sarzo is on, and he was at the Back to the Beginning concert. Not only there, but he was on stage
playing
almost the whole time.
Yeah.
Really played a lot. And so, would you say that was the most magical moment? Like just riffing on "Whole Lot of Love" unrehearsed with Steven Tyler.
Well, you know, that was like a, you know, the extra spice on it. But everything was magical. You know, I mean, from the, you know, us playing in Birmingham with KK Downey, that's how we basically opened the set, because before our set started, there was a drum off, and you have Travis Barker, Danny Carey from Tool, you got Chad Smith, and then you got Nuno and Tom Morello and myself, you know, just backing them up, playing the Symptom of the Universe riff, so they could do like all these solo drum solos in between, and that was kind of like the drum off, and then we started the set with Billy Corgan and KK Downing, and that was pretty awesome. you know, and then we followed that with Vernon Reed and Sammy Hager coming on, and then Papa Perpetuous from Ghost came on. He did Bark of the Moon, and it just, you know, kept going and going, and then before you know it, there's Steven Tyler, you know. And then Ronnie Wood would add it at the last moment.
Man.
Because, you know, Andrew Watt, actually, he produced the last Stones record. So he's got a, you know, a really good relationship with Ronnie. So he asked him to come over, you know, to play with us. And that was another magical moment there, you know. Come on.
This has to be like a top Ronnie three. Wood. Right, in your life,
right, career,
of all of the people you've played with and all of the shows you've done, this has to be top three, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then again, you know, because it was, you know, like I mentioned that I went there, my main motivation was to say thank you to Ozzy and Sharon, you know,
yeah,
for giving me a career. But I get there and I realize that everybody's there for the same reason.
Yeah.
One big thank you. Yeah.
It was an event filled with gratitude to Ozzy, Black Sabbath, you know, Sharon, a lot of the bands had a strong connection with Ozzy because I wasn't the only one who was a previous member of Ozzy's band. You have Robert Trujillo, who is now with Metallica. You have Mike Inez with, you know, with Alice in Chains. You know, they were...
There was no one there that wasn't influenced or helped by Ozzy in some way.
Seriously, yeah.
No one.
Yeah, nope. Absolutely. And a lot of these bands got big breaks opening up for Ozzy on tour during
right.
the 80s.
Ozfest or whatever.
Then,
right.
And then Ozfest. Yeah. Yeah. So it was.
Rudy,
it was
did a, you get a chance to talk to Ozzy?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. We had a big photo shoot because, you know, the Black Sabbath was rehearsing as we were rehearsing also.
Oh, man. So you had some special time with him?
Yes. Yes, right. We did. And we saw him too. Yes.
Where were you when Ozzy was playing Mama, I'm Coming Home?
I was backstage. They had these huge TV screens with gigantic speakers. So I was there with my wife. And actually, when Ozzy started singing the first song of his set, it just blew me away. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It just sounded just like the old Ozzy, you know.
Did you cry?
It was emotional.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anyone who got through that without feeling something.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Yeah.
Yeah. what happened to my eyes?
Exactly. They're all wet.
Yeah.
How about Jason Momoa? Did you get a chance to hang with him at all? He just seemed like he was all over the damn place.
Jason, really? Jason Momoa.
I'm just all you see on the
Mount Rushmore of rock is in the building. Right. You're like, what about Jason Momoa?
But he was all over the damn place. I'm sure he must have ran into him. It just seemed like that little kid was oversugared.
I mean, you know, of course, you know, we know he's an actor, but I look at him as a bass player because he's also a bass player. So, you know, we talked a little bit about bass and he's going around with his own band, and he's bringing a lot of young people to hear, you know, new music and rock and roll, and that is a very good thing he's doing. He's just, you know, exposing rock and roll to a new, younger generation.
That backstage, though, I know there's going to be a set. There was the live broadcast, but then there's going to be the production piece that gets released, and we get to see a lot of things that we didn't get a chance to see, and it'll be edited and polished, and I just can't wait for that, to see
behind the scenes.
All of you people backstage.
Yeah.
Like, Rudy, all of the shows you've done, this one has to be like a high level of adrenaline, because not only do you have a massive, massive audience.
Yeah.
But all of your heroes are saying
that. Who's who?
There, you're playing for them.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, it is nuts. But if you started looking around, everybody was wearing either an Ozzy t-shirt or a Black Sabbath t-shirt.
Right.
It was a completely collective consciousness. Nobody was in there, you know.
It wasn't about an individual person other than Ozzy.
Right.
Right.
Made about him.
Yeah.
As it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, can I tell you, just talking to you over the years, I mean, this is why you're so successful, because you're an extremely gifted bass player, but you're also a beautiful human.
Yeah.
Who, it's all about the music. It's all about the artist. You know, you never make it about yourself.
All the right reasons. Yeah.
Right. Right. You're no Jason Momoa.
No.
Just kidding.
He made it about him. Look, I'm going to the
Of all the people there, we have to watch Jason Momoa climb into the pit. It's like, dude. Right,
yeah. And make way as he comes to the pit.
But that's us. Yeah. That's who we are.
Yeah, we're just jerks.
You're a nice person.
I got to tell you, Jason is one of the most joyful humans you could ever meet. He finds joy in everything. He was joyful to be announcing the bands, and then when it came time to jump in the mosh pit, he went for it. You know,
That's pretty cool. Incredible.
He's also a lot bigger than everybody there.
No one's gonna smash into him, really.
Do you feel something? No.
Rudy Sarzo was on. He was at the Back to the Beginning concert. Was on stage for a long time.
Yeah,
deservedly so. I read somewhere that it was Iron Maiden that was disinvited because they wanted a part of the profit. Was that true?
You know what? You're asking the wrong question to the wrong guy, because I have no idea.
Yeah, see, that's you say. Do you not have an idea, or you're like, I'm not going there?
I have no. Since I don't have an idea, I'm not going to go there.
There you go. I'm going to plead the fifth and drink it.
This is why he's had such a great long career, because he's just a positive person. He doesn't go down these roads.
Exactly right.
No.
As we go.
Well, listen, I know it seems like a long way away, but we're going to blink it. December's going to be here. And we know you're coming to Mohegan Sun, and we can't wait to talk to you and promote that show.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I can't wait. You know, that's always like a highlight of our touring season, you know, to play there. We've played the Wolf Den many times, and then we've also performed at the arena, you know, with the package tours that we do. And it's always a pleasure, always.
In December, you're in the Wolf Den, correct?
I believe so, yes.
I think so, too.
Nice.
You're not going to get a better show than Quiet Riot in the Wolf Den.
Seriously.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. You're right there.
You're going to be close and up front. You're going to have to get there real early.
Yeah.
So book your room.
Well, at least for free, you can already get a better show.
Right. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Rudy Sarzo, thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I love this guy.